Voter registration information. Who can register to vote? To register, you must be a U.S. citizen, a resident of Oregon, at least 16 years old. If you are not yet 18 years of age, you will not receive a ballot until an election occurs on or after your 18th birthday. Do I need to provide ID? You must provide your valid Oregon driver's license, permit, or ID number if you have one. If you do not have a valid Oregon ID, provide the last four digits of your Social Security number. If you do not have a valid Oregon ID or Social Security number, you can find a list of acceptable alternative identification online at OregonVotes.gov. How do I register to vote? Register to vote online at OregonVotes.gov/register by mailing your completed registration card to your county elections office, by completing a registration card in person at any county elections office, the Secretary of State's office, and some state agencies such as the DMV. Do I need to update my registration? Update your registration if you move, change your name, signature, or mailing address, or want to change or select a political party. You can provide the new information online at OregonVotes.gov/myvote or by completing and returning a voter registration card to your county elections official. What is the deadline to register? To vote in the May 19, 2026 primary election, your completed registration card must be postmarked by Tuesday, April 28, or delivered to a county elections office, the Secretary of State's office, or voter registration agency, e.g. DMV, by Tuesday, April 28. If you register to vote online, your registration must be submitted by 11:59 p.m. on April 28. Do I have to pick a political party? No. If you do not select a party, you will still receive a ballot for every election in which you are eligible to vote, including the primary election. However, your ballot will only include nonpartisan offices and ballot measures, if any. All offices will appear on your general election ballot. Address Confidentiality Program. The Address Confidentiality Program, ACP, provides participants with a legal substitute address and a mail forwarding service. Survivors of domestic violence, sexual assault, stalking, or human trafficking are provided with a substitute address to use on public records instead of their real address. Individuals whose personal or family safety may be in danger if their home address is available as a public record may register to vote with confidentiality protections by applying for the Address Confidentiality Program, ACP. To apply to the Address Confidentiality Program, you must work with a victim advocate who has been designated as an application assistant by the Attorney General. For more information or to find an application assistant near you, call 888-559-9090 or visit www.doj.state.or.us/ACP. Participation in the ACP by itself does not guarantee anyone's safety. ACP staff do not provide threat assessment or safety planning and are not allowed to offer legal advice.